Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. In a move that has significant implications for India's foreign policy, Myanmar's military-backed government has just elected a new president, a development that raises important questions about the balance between strategic interests and democratic values. What makes this significant is that Myanmar's Pyidaung Suhlato, or Union Assembly, dominated by military-backed parties, has elected Min Aung Hlaing as the country's 11th president, with him winning 429 out of 584 votes. To comply with the constitutional bar on the president holding concurrent military command, he stepped down as commander-in-chief of the Tatmadaw, which is Myanmar's armed forces. Now let us turn to the historical context. The 2021 coup and the subsequent civil war have created a complex situation in Myanmar. Building on this, the recent election is seen as not a genuine democratic transition, but rather a nominal return to an elected government while preserving complete army control. It provides the junta a veneer of constitutional legitimacy, which is a crucial point to note. The National Unity Government, or NUG, which is Myanmar's parallel government formed by elected MPs, has condemned the election as illegitimate. First, it is worth pausing here to note that India shares a 1,643 kilometers land border with Myanmar across Arunachal Pradesh, Nagaland, Manipur, and Mizoram, making Myanmar strategically vital for India. What does this mean for India's strategic position? India's strategic interests in the region are significant, and the country has maintained a policy of pragmatic engagement with the Myanmar military, unlike Western nations that imposed sanctions after the 2021 coup. Crucially, India has continued economic relations and border trade with Myanmar and did not condemn the coup explicitly at the UNSC or UN General Assembly. The rationale behind this is that the vacuum left by India would be filled by China, and India wants to protect its strategic investments in the region. However, this policy is seen as sacrificing democratic values for strategic convenience and creates diplomatic credibility concerns. But why does this matter? It matters because India's engagement with Myanmar's military junta reflects the hard choices of realpolitik, prioritizing border security and act-east connectivity over democratic solidarity. Now, let us look at the humanitarian crisis in Myanmar. The situation is complex, and India's policy towards Myanmar has significant implications for the region. And here is something that surprises many students: the conflict between sovereignty and non-interference, and the responsibility to protect, or R2P, principle, is a key aspect of this crisis. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 2, International Relations, and is connected to India's Myanmar policy, balancing strategic interests with democratic values, as well as India's neighborhood first policy and Act East policy. ASEAN's role and the 5-point consensus are also important aspects to consider. The main angle for this topic is, India's engagement with Myanmar's military junta reflects the hard choices of realpolitik, prioritizing border security and act-east connectivity over democratic solidarity. The question is whether this pragmatism yields durable benefits. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Tatmadaw, which is Myanmar's armed forces, is one of Southeast Asia's largest, with approximately 150,000 to 400,000 personnel. The NLD, or National League for Democracy, is Aung San Suu Kyi's party, which won the 2015 and 2020 elections. The NUG, or National Unity Government, is Myanmar's shadow government, which includes elected MPs and ethnic representatives. The ASEAN 5-point consensus includes the cessation of violence, dialogue, and ASEAN special envoy, humanitarian aid access, and ASEAN visits, none of which have been implemented. The Kaladan project is an Indian-funded connectivity project linking Mizoram to Sitwe port in the Bay of Bengal. The India-Myanmar-Thailand Highway is a 1,360-kilometers trilateral highway connecting Mora in India to Mae Sot in Thailand via Myanmar. The China-Myanmar Economic Corridor, or CMEC, is part of the Belt and Road Initiative and deepens Chinese infrastructure presence in Myanmar, which is a key concern for India. Remember this number, 1,643 kilometers, which is the length of the land border India shares with Myanmar. Note this carefully, the balance between strategic interests and democratic values is a crucial aspect of India's foreign policy. This is a favorite prelims fact. The Tatmadaw is one of Southeast Asia's largest armed forces. With that background in place, let us conclude by noting that India's engagement with Myanmar's military junta has significant implications for the region and the country's foreign policy. The question is whether this pragmatism yields durable benefits and how India can balance its strategic interests with democratic values. The situation in Myanmar is complex, and India's policy towards the country will have significant implications for the region's stability and security.